ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I was speaking at a learning institution and a thought came into my mind. So I asked the students, I said, when you came to the class, what did you bring with you? And I said, think of it this way, that if you were advising one of your brothers and sisters, one of the students, about the right way to go to class, which would be most beneficial for them, what would you advise them to do? What would you advise them to take with them? So, obviously somebody said, I would say take your books for the lesson. Somebody said take your notepad, your pen, your iPad or whatever you use, device. Go with a respectful attitude. Dress properly and appropriately for the class. When you go and sit in the class, sit in a respectful way. Be respectful towards the teacher. Use your intelligence, you know, and so on and so on. So all of this. So take this, take that. So I asked them a question. I said, I agree with all of what you've said, but you've left out one absolutely critical and essential thing, perhaps the most essential thing, without which all of the rest of it becomes useless. And they didn't know what I was talking about. So I asked them, I said, what about, did you think about bringing your heart to the class? Did you tell your friends to take their hearts to the class? The qalb. Say, take your heart to the class. Did you say that? So they looked at me blankly and I said to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned the heart, when he mentioned the issue of understanding and he mentioned the issue of seeing, basira, Allah did not say that we see with our aql. He didn't even say we see with our eyes. He said we see with our hearts. For example, in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those people who do not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, even though they are surrounded by his signs, even though the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in them, within them and all around them, they still do not recognize their Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, la ta'mal absar walakin ta'mal qulubu allati fi sudur. He said they are not blind because their eyes do not see. They are not blind with their eyes. They are blind because their hearts do not have eyes. Their hearts are blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. They are blind. Their hearts are blind. They are blind with their hearts, which are in their chests. Now, I remind myself and you that the whole approach to Islam today and the whole approach to even teaching and learning is something that we have just taken mindlessly from the secular system. For most of the secular subjects, I'm not saying for all, because even there the heart is required for some of them, but for most of them, you actually don't require the heart. And so therefore, they are taught as if there is no heart. I mean, you don't need your heart in chemistry, you don't need your heart in physics. So the issue of teaching, so the teaching is taught purely cognitively, purely intellectually, and students also learn that they remember or they memorize what they need to memorize, and then the rest of it they write down in a note and so on. And at the end of the year there is an examination which primarily tests memory, because it's just random recall memory. The examination system stinks. Like the whole education system stinks, for example. But let me not go off onto that tangent for the moment. That's one of my personal gripes. But basically, the examination system tests your ability to recall randomly. So questions are asked. The question paper is a great secret. Questions are asked. And the person who passes the exam, who gets first in class, is the one who could remember most, if not all, of the answers to those questions, random recall. So when he was asked the question, he remembered the answer, he wrote it down, and so he passed the class. The examination system does not test real understanding. It does not test application, because that's not the whole focus of the teaching system. Now, we took this system blindly and applied it also to Islam, which makes absolutely zero sense, because in Islam, even though we have traditionally given all of this great importance to memorization, in my view, memorization is not important. What's important is understanding of that piece of knowledge that has come our way, and understanding it completely and totally in every cell of the being. It's not memorization. I mean, for example, what power of memory do we need to memorize Allahu Akbar, right? I mean, it's two words, Allah and Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So it doesn't take great power of memory to understand or to memorize Allahu Akbar. But if somebody just memorizes Allahu Akbar, he says, I know Allahu Akbar. So what? Big deal. You know, anybody can know Allahu Akbar. But the one who really knows Allahu Akbar, that is the one who understands Allahu Akbar. Allahu Khairu Raziqin. Allahu Khairu Raziqin. Three words. How long does it take to memorize that? But the one who understands, is there a difference between the man who's understood Allahu Khairu Raziqin and the one who just memorized Allahu Khairu Raziqin? Now think about this, that this is the issue of the heart. This is the issue of the heart. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razaq Udul Quwwatil Mateen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Raziq, is the Razaq who gives with his power, and he's my Raziq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned the issue of risk, for example, he mentioned it specifically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we don't ask you for risk. Allah didn't say, we don't ask the human beings for risk. La nas'aluka rizqa. Allah did not say, we don't ask the human beings for it. No, Allah said, I don't ask you. Right? Nahnu narzuquk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we feed you. Specifically addressed to me. Allah is telling me. Huh? Allah is saying, we feed you. Now, where is the understanding of this in the heart? Because if the understanding is there in the heart, then why is there this fear of poverty? Why is there fear of starvation? Why is this fear that I have to somehow I have to hustle and I have to somehow struggle, and if I don't do that, you know, what will happen to me? What will happen to my family? We even sell Islam, and when you ask the person, why do you take money? Why do you take money to give da'wah? Why do you take money to teach the Quran? The man said, but brother, you see, I have to look after my family. La hawla quwwata illa billah. If you are saying that, it means that you have really no right to teach that Quran, because you have not understood that Quran. You memorized that Quran, but it has not come inside your heart, because you are blind. Your heart is blind. You don't understand the power of the Razak. Then how do you teach people? But this doesn't seem to occur to us because of this whole issue of going to the class without the heart. I want to end, further reminders are short, I want to end with a story, a beautiful story of one of the fuqara, one of the ulama, one of the zuhada of this ummah, a man by the name of Bahlul, and he was called Bahlul Dana, which means Bahlul the wise. He lived in the khilafah of Harun Rashid, and one day, and he was a good friend of the king. So one day, Bahlul was with Harun Rashid, and Harun Rashid, you know, and Bahlul was literally a sort of a mendicant. I mean, he taught, and he was in his own world with his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, and he didn't have a regular job or something like this. And so obviously he was at least poor in the eyes of the world, so to speak. He had less material. I mean, our whole concept of poverty is based purely on material. Just think about that. This is a bit of us on a side note. But when we say somebody is poor, what do we mean? We mean the people are, they have no money, right? Or less money. This is so-and-so is pure or poor. We have a poverty line. But do we have a poverty line for character? Who is pure? A person who is pure is a person who is poor is a person who doesn't understand the difference between the truth and falsehood. I mean, do we have a character poverty line there where we fall below that character poverty line? Do we have a poverty line for anything other than material wealth? Right? Do we have a compassion poverty line? We must have these things, because this is what is the problem. The problem of the world today is not lack of money. I mean, just think about that. The average person on the street today has multiple times the wealth of the average sahabi. Just think about that. The average man on the street, the average man and woman on the street, I'm not talking about the wealthy and the super wealthy, I'm talking about the average man and woman on the street, they have more money and more material and more stuff than the average sahabi in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But how did they have a society like they had? And how do we have a lousy society like we have? With all of this wealth, we are a society which is below the poverty line in character, below the poverty line in compassion. We have people suffering and nobody cares two hoots about it. We have people dying like flies, and there are people who are given honors and given this prize and that prize because they have contributed to that death, because they have made that death possible, because they have sent their agents to kill those, to kill and slaughter those innocent people, and we find nothing remarkable and nothing to talk about in that, and this is perfectly natural. This is our society, and how did it become? Because of this complete and total absence of heart. So as I was saying, let me give you the example of a person who understood the meaning of Razzaqu Dhul Quwwati Al-Mateen. And this was Bahlul Dana. Bahlul says to Harun Rashid, he was with Harun Rashid one day, and Harun Rashid said to him, he said, you know, I respect you and I don't want you to suffer because of lack of material. So allow me to give you a pension. Allow me to settle a pension on you so that, this money will come to you every month. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about your wealth. And Bahlul, he laughed in Harun Rashid's face. He said, do you think I worry about about poverty? He said, do you think I worry about food? He says, Bahlul says to Harun Rashid, wallahi, subhanallah, these people, Allah gave them the words. Bahlul says to Harun Rashid, he says, your Rabb is my Rabb, no? He said, your Rabb is my Rabb. He didn't forget you, so will he forget me? Hey? He said, think about this. He said, your Rabb and my Rabb is the same, right? He didn't forget you, but he will forget me. He said, Tera mera rab ek hi hai na. Kaha ke tere ko nahi bola, mujhe bhul jayega. Achi, bhaji, subhanallah. What people? I mean, just think about this. Huh? When I first heard this story, Allah, it was like somebody gave me an electric shock or something. Rab tere ko nahi bola, mere ko bhul jayega. The Rab does not forget the one who deliberately disobeys him. This Rab does not forget the one who denies him. This Rab does not forget the one who abuses him. And he still feeds him. And he will forget you when you make salah. He will forget you when you pray to him. Wallahi, my salah is not fit to rise above my head. My salah is fit to be thrown in my face. But I make salah only to my Rab. Eh? I do not go to my Rab with the quality of my salah. I go to my Rab with the thought. And with making him witness that I do not pray to anyone except him, and he is the witness. Where is this understanding in the heart? Where is this understanding in the heart? And without this understanding, what is the good of all the knowledge that we think we have? Seriously, 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 wallahi, my brothers and sisters, think about this. What have we done to our hearts? What have we done to our hearts? Completely dead in our chest, wallahi. Completely worthless. Revive your hearts. Revive your hearts. Give life back to your hearts. Don't take it away. Give life back to your hearts, because that is your resource. That is your resource. Not this mass of what you like to call knowledge, which is pure information, nothing else. It doesn't even do you the good. You know all of this Quran. You know all of these ahadith. You graduated from this jamia and that Darul Uloom, and you have no faith in your heart that your Rabb will feed you if you do not take money by selling his religion. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Make tawbah. Make tawbah. Make tawbah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to open the eyes of our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill your hearts with His Noor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give eyes to your hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to see His glory and majesty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to understand that He will not forget you, Allah. He will not forget you. Have faith in your Rabb. He will not forget you. If He does not forget Harun Rashid, He will not forget Malu. And if He does not forget every disobedient servant of His slave of His, He will not forget you. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for these ways of approaching Him that, Allah, Allah, I don't know where we learned this from. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us because it is His shan to forgive, because He is Al-Ghaffar and He is Ghafirul Dhamm and He is Qabilul Tawb. And we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Him to forgive us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.